Blog Talk Radio.
Good Thursday morning as we start our slide toward the weekend. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. A full night of college basketball action last night. Let's get right into it. And of course, where else could we start but in Lawrence, Kansas with the Jayhawks as they had a chance to lock up their 13th straight Big 12 title with a win last night over the TCU Horned Frogs. And a motivated Kansas team came out and got the job done. 13 straight for the Kansas Jayhawks now after the 87-68 victory over TCU last night. Frank Mason, 20 points for the Jayhawks, 17 coming from Devontae Graham and 15 from Josh Jackson, including a couple of monster dunks. That one from Frank Mason going to be on your highlight films for quite some time. Just an absolutely amazing play. And again, Kansas does get their 13th straight title after beating TCU last night. At least a share of the Big 12 now will go to the Kansas Jayhawks. And it got me thinking. It got me questioning what exactly happened the last time Kansas was not 12 champion. And I was going through certain things this morning, and I urge you, go to Twitter, search last time KU didn't win. Just search. And I love some of these tweets. I love them. The last time KU didn't win a Big 12 title, Kobe and Shaq were both on the Lakers. Barack Obama was not even an Illinois senator yet. And our current president was still a reality TV star in his first year as a reality TV star. The top show on television, Friends, and high school seniors were kindergartners. Some of the guys that play on this current Kansas team were barely alive. They were young pups. They didn't know anything about this, what this streak would mean. And I don't think anyone knew what this streak would mean. Just reading some of these, 3 years before iPhones existed, they started this streak. And Perry Ellis was 22. That one is my favorite of all time. I really like that one. The last time Kansas didn't win the Big 12 championship, Perry Ellis was 22. That one made me laugh. Hats off to Connor Dawson on Twitter, at Coach Dawes. Good one. That one was pretty darn funny. But again, Kansas does get the share of their 13th, at least a share of their 13th title with the 87-68 win last night. This one was, regardless of looking at the score, this one was all Jayhawks. A tight game at half. TCU gave them a good first half, but Kansas would come out after the break and just absolutely take over this game and end up getting the 19-point victory. Still a couple of games for the Jayhawks, yet in this season they can't settle down at all. But as Bill Self said going into last night's ballgame, they just need to enjoy what's going on. Three more games for them. They head to Austin before they come home to take on Oklahoma and then travel to Stillwater to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. So, Kansas still a chance to lock this thing up outright with a couple more. I believe it's just one more win. If they do get that, they get the outright title and Again, they have a chance to do that at Texas, at home against Oklahoma, and at Oklahoma State, the only remaining games on their schedule before they head into the Big 12 tournament. Selection Sunday, just a couple of weeks away. We are, 17 days away, something in that nature. It's March 12th, so 17 days away, if my math is correct, from the from Selection Sunday, and I think the Jayhawks have officially locked up a spot in the NCAA tournament with this. I have a pretty good feeling that's going to get them into the tournament. That number three ranking and a 25-3 record probably helps quite a bit too. Across the state last night in Manhattan, it was Oklahoma State taking on Kansas State last night, and it was the Cowboys coming out on the top end of this game. 21 points from Juwan Evans, 11 of those coming from the charity stripe on an almost perfect night for the for Oklahoma State and for Juwan Evans, 11 of 12 for him. Overall, 20 of 23 from the free throw line, kind of made up for their terrible night shooting overall. Only 4 of 16 from behind the three-point line. Eventually, you have to stop shooting those if you're Oklahoma State, but they would not. And again, Juwan Evans, 21 points, just finished short of the double-double. 9 assists for Juwan Evans in this game. He was the leading scorer, however. On the opposite side, Wesley Owundu matches him with 21 points of his own, 10 of those coming from the charity stripe. 21 overall, 14 from the free throw line, finishes just short of the double-double as well with 9 rebounds. He is one of only 2 players in double figures. Dean Wade coming through with 11 points as well. But really, this was not a good Kansas State team last night. They did not look good at all going throughout this game. And they did not win a game at home in the month of February. The first time that they have done that in multiple years, haven't won a game at home in the single month. They haven't, I believe that the last time was 2012 that they hadn't pulled that off. So a tough stretch right now for the Kansas State Wildcats, and it's going to take a nice showing, I believe, in Kansas City for this Wildcat team to get into the playoff, to get into the tournament. I see them still as an outside looking in team. They are really going to have to perform in their last, not only in their last 3 games, but into the Big 12 tournament, if they are even going to sniff the bubble of the NCAA tournament around. It's not looking like Kansas State team. Things definitely need to change. Losers of 4 of their last 5 ball games. And really the only statement, if you're looking at resume, really the only statement win for Kansas State was that victory against Baylor here, about 3 weeks ago. They got that 56-54 win over Baylor, but otherwise just ugly losses. And of course they were in that stretch of 3 or 4 tough games here just last month. They had a very tough stretch of games, including that Baylor game in Kansas and West Virginia at Iowa State, a very tough stretch, and they just could not recover from that. Right now it looks like Kansas State is going to be on the outside looking in, unless they can completely change things around in their next couple of weeks before Selection Sunday. And again, I think it may take a deep, deep run into the Big 12 tournament for Kansas State to get in and make any sort of impact in the big dance this year in 2017. Speaking of making big impacts, couple of games in the ACC last night made some big impacts. Well, first, discuss the one. What a ball game last night. Syracuse and Duke coming together, and you knew this game was going to be good late season ACC games always find a way to bore into your head and always find a way to get big time efforts out of big time people. And it took a last second shot for Syracuse. John Gillen with the three-pointer, a banked-in three-pointer, gives the Syracuse Orange the 78-75 victory over Duke last night. Number 10 Blue Devils go down, and Syracuse really helps their late-season heroics and really helps their maybe tournament shot. And it was actually kind of funny, the radio call, which, of course, you know, local radio calls, college radio calls, always seem to be a little bit tilted one-sided. After the shot was made, the play-by-play man didn't just go into analysis of the shot. He gave basically the full resume for Syracuse, winners of four of their last five, whatever it may be, big wins against multiple teams, and just starts rambling on about this resume, trying to get maybe this playoff committee to, or excuse me, the tournament committee to give them a longer look. And I think this team deserves that. They have wins against number 6 Florida State, number 9 Virginia, and now number 10 Duke, 3 wins against top 10 teams. That really was the gist of what he was saying last night. But man, the delivery of that. Usually you hear some sort of analysis of the game in that last second, but instead he pops off with the resume trying to get those Orange into the tournament. But again, they do get a statement win last night, their third win against the top 10 team, beating Duke at the buzzer 78-75. One other game in the ACC, this one going in last night, looked like it was going to be a very good contest, but it was after the game. The news story came after the game between North Carolina and Louisville. It was UNC getting the 74-63 victory over Louisville, but it was what happened after the game, at halftime of this game, that caused the biggest uproar. Some North Carolina fans got into it with head coach Rick Pitino of Louisville, and Pitino held nothing back against these fans. The fans yelling obscenities, and Coach Pitino did not take kindly to that, and was in a kind of a verbal joust with several fans. The fan was ejected. As Coach Pitino said in his post game, he is used to fans, students especially, doing this. This was a grown man. That you look at the tape, this is a 30 to 40 year old man that, you know, didn't need to do what he did. But again, North Carolina does get the 74-63 victory. This game was really up until that incident, and you hate to say that changed the tide of this thing, but this was a 3-point North Carolina lead at halftime, and then Louisville came out and just did not look like themselves in the second half. And again, UNC does get the 74-63 victory. It is their 24th of the year. Louisville falls to 22-6, 10-5 in the conference. Louisville not showing up in the last couple of weeks in the ACC, and really hurting their chances of getting into into a top 3 seed. You may see Louisville fall as far as a 4 or even a 5. I'm no bracketeer, but you could see Louisville fall quite tremendously with a couple of these losses. They have not been very good in the last week or so. One other game in the top 25 worth noting, it was the Butler Bulldogs pulling off a victory against number 2 Villanova last night, 74 to 66. The Villanova Wildcats handed their third loss of the year, 26-3, 13-3 in conference this year. Number two, Villanova, again, they may take a slide in all the wrong directions. This is the wrong time of year to lose a game like this. You can lose a game like this in December. You can lose a game like this in January, late February. Not a time for Villanova to lose ball games. And that is exactly what happened. Butler really improves their season after getting that victory against 74-66. The Butler Bulldogs get the victory over Villanova. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great Thursday. We'll be back here tomorrow to take a look at what we have going on over the weekend, including Kansas and Kansas State both taking the floor and trying to just maintain right now. I think that's what both Kansas and Kansas State have to do, just maintain what they are working on. Kansas State really needs a couple of wins. They have a chance to do that over the weekend. We'll talk about that all day long on tomorrow's show, as well as a couple of things maybe out of spring training, a little bit of Royals news coming out later today we will talk about. And as always, check out the Facebook page. I believe I will have a video this afternoon because there is some potential Royals news coming down in the next couple of hours. We'll talk about that more on tomorrow's show, but do join me on the Facebook because I do believe there will be some sort of video today, and we will talk about what is going on in the Royals organization this afternoon. Again, join me, facebook.com/15forfans. All right, have a great Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fans.